The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. God and soul, once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little thought for you here for the day, question for you here this morning. If you catch a cold and you want to get better, what do? Well, you drink lots of fluids, you get extra rest, take vitamin C, maybe chicken soup, right? Okay, question for you here this morning. Do any of those things actually make you get better? No, that just facilitates the process. What makes you get better is your immune system, but that's not under your direct control. Getting better spiritually is very similar to that. It's not under your direct control. There are things you can do to facilitate the process, but the one who actually makes the growth happen is God, and that's something you receive. So there's people, they spend their whole Christian lives thinking, God made the world, and Jesus died on the cross, and now it's all up to me. If you think like that, the only thing you're going to grow in is insanity, okay? Because it doesn't work like that. God provides the growth. There's things you can do, right? Things actively you can do. Things like prayer and penance. Things like turning away from sin, living a virtuous life, being diligent in your duties, okay? Things you can do. There are things you can do passively. Things like trustfully accepting what God sends into your life, right? With prayer and confidence and love and faith. But none of those things actually makes you get better. Those things are like taking extra fluids and drinking extra fluids and vitamin C and all those things facilitate the process, but God provides the growth. And just as a parenthetical point, this is why sacraments are so valuable. Because in a sacrament, he guarantees that he promises that he provides you grace. The word sacrament comes from the Latin word sacramentum, which means pledge. And the pledge is from God to you that when this sacrament is celebrated, he promises that grace is being given. That's why sacraments are so very important. But Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Can a branch bear fruit apart from the vine? Never. Jesus says, "My word prunes you." Remember what pruning is? Pruning is chopping away everything that does not bear fruit. And the pruning of hearing God's word is the reversal of our this worldly thinking that makes it think that it's all up to us. I'd like to add another parenthetical point, and that is that women tend to do better in the spiritual life than men because of this. Speaking generally, men tend to want to get out there and fix things. And the spiritual life is not something we can get up and fix, like it's a radio or a broken air conditioning unit. It's fundamentally something we receive, and we have to learn to reverse our mode of thinking in order to receive what God wants to give us. Here's another hypothetical question for you. Who's the best member of St. Jude Church? The holiest, the most effective, the one who brings the greatest grace down on everybody's heads? Well, God alone knows the answer. However, whoever it is whoever's most surrendered to God in faith and confidence, whoever's the branch that's most connected to the vine, is the one who's bringing down the greatest blessings upon everybody else, their friends, their family, and all the rest of us. This was the great virtue of the saint who we celebrate today, Saint Rita of Cascia, who, with our own Saint Jude, is also known as the patron saint of impossible causes. Saint Rita was pruned early on in life. She was a wife and a mom who lived to see her husband and her children killed. Her children died at a young age, and her husband was killed in a bar fight. She learned suffering very, very quickly. And then she tried to join the convent, and they wouldn't accept her. She tried again and again and again. And they finally accepted her. And she was a branch that was united to the vine. She was perfectly surrendered to receive what God wanted to give. And that's people, they say they go visit her in her convent, and they'd ask for her to pray for them, and the effect of her prayers was remarkable. That's how she got the reputation as being the patron saint of impossible causes. Why was that? Because she was perfectly surrendered, just like you and I need to be. You want to make a lasting difference in someone's life. It has much less to do with what you get out there and actively do, and much more to do with your surrender to the Lord. And so let's strive to do that more than ever, that we may bear fruit and glorify God in our lives. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Rita of Cascia, pray for us.